That's not good. Okay, thanks for the gasoline.
Dale más gasolina. I'm not even respecting
that. That tastes like Jose Cuervo's cousin.
That is
dick.
Awful. That's
a horrible idea.
Whose idea was that?
Our executive producer.
What are we doing?
We got swindled. Salud. Let's cheers with this, guys. Welcome back.
We're all drinking water.
Speak Easy is back. I love it. I missed you guys. Thanks. Thanks for showing up.
Who are you?
Okay.
I just remember this.
Welcome back.
Hot chick gave me whiskey and I followed her and
she yeah. What happened to you? How did you get here?
Well, obviously I was like working out and doing really well for myself. Like things were going up, you know, like I've eaten ass.
Oh yeah.
I've been working out and then all
you
of a
became
sudden
vegan.
Working out and this chick showed up, which is like whatever, you know. And then all of a sudden I had some freaking chips in my face and I was like, okay. And here I am.
Cause she stole back. Your chips.
She stole my chips. That's not yeah. That's a no-no.
I mean, I was meditating on the ocean, my favorite place to meditate. And these cheeks just cruised by. Actually, they whispered in my ear first, and then they cruised by.
Her cheeks whispered?
That's what I heard. It sounded like cheeks
like her,
to me.
Her whispering eye?
Oh, yeah. That shot was horrible.
Are you regretting that right now?
Yeah.
So we're back.
Yeah,
we sold our bar, so you can see our junk.
Yeah, we sold our bar. Now you can see our whole body now. This is what you were missing if you watched us before.
Sorry. I tried to camo it out as much as I could.
That's why
we're just gonna have a green screen to where just my head is here.
I think that'd be great.
No, Josh didn't even know. Josh didn't even know that this was gonna be the setup, and his knees were gonna show.
Yeah, I wore Chonclos today.
You kind of look like when we go to the strip club. You always wear those basketball shorts.
Yeah, well, duh.
Yeah. Speaking of strip clubs, let's talk about moms.
Yes.
Mother's Day just passed, and we all have moms, and we all relatively enjoy their company. To a different varying degrees. I think that we all have at least one story about our mothers that is worthy of, you know, either praise or ridicule, sometimes both. So I think that's what I want to talk about today.
I like it too. Mother's Day just passed. I totally agree. And I think we all have
happy
very
Mother's Day.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day. We have an eclectic mom, so let's talk about it.
Yeah, well, we flipped a coin, it landed on douche. So Walter, you get to start.
Awesome, cool. And I just discovered a new nickname.
Chickburn.
That's what they say behind my back. No worries.
I never say anything behind your back.
Yeah, right in my face. Yeah. Well, I mean, I have a plethora of mom stories. But one that recently stood out is, you know, my mom is very understanding. And at the time when I was young, it didn't seem that way. It just seemed she was very aggressive with everything. But I remember being 16 and, you know, I kind of always had game. And I kind of, and the way I said it, I was kind of making
Hold
out
on.
With
Where's the hard cam? I just want to give that
that one. That one? Or which
yeah.
One?
Okay, continue with your
dicks.
Always
these are my friends.
Game,
I missed
bro.
You guys so much. But yes, I did. And there was this 26-year-old in the building. I didn't know she was 26, and I kind of didn't care. But totally, I just banging amazing Salvadorian chick, which were slim chances of that happening, those two stars colliding. But I remember making my friend throw the football into the laundromat because that's where she was. And it totally worked. The next day we went to go play basketball at the park. And this particular night, I was near her apartment. And I live kind of like those apartment complexes that have two units in the bottom, a staircase, and then two units on top.
Like
you know?
Most apartment buildings.
Yeah. So you lived in the projects.
Yes, exactly. And we're making out after eating the mayonnaise elotes. You know, which was kind of weird.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah.
Cheese. Exactly, yeah.
With some chili on there. Uh-huh.
And her breath did kick, but I was 16 and I didn't give a fuck.
You didn't care.
I didn't care.
That's called rape.
Yeah, statutory rape, technically.
She said it was the rapey game, and we all kind of know that When you say that, who knows? Is that not a thing? Okay.
Was she legal?
She was totally, not for the country, but age wise.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, neither. She was not legal.
I think she wanted my papers. I did have a little mustache going on at the time, so she must have thought I was 18.
Wispy mustache.
Were you 16? Fat yet?
I thought I was, but I wasn't.
Yeah, you had not yet reached the levels.
Yeah, I didn't know how much potential I had for fatness. So at the time, though, it was still in my head because I had a lot of conditioning that I was fat. So I believed it, but I wasn't. I totally wasn't.
We're talking about your mom. And you're telling us a story about a lady that's not your mom.
That's not my mom. But this is where my mom comes in right now. I'm making out with her. And this will tell you everything you need to know about my mom.
Said, you sure you said that right? Because he just said, this is where my mom comes in. Yes. I'm making out with her.
Oops, my bad. With the girl, with the 26-year-old. I'm making out with her after eating elotes. And my mom's looking for me because it's 10 o'clock. It's past my curfew. I'm not inside the house. So she's walking the apartment complex looking for me. Walter, which is a horrible way to say my name. It's torturesome. But she catches me making out with her. And literally gives me 10 more minutes. She's all, okay, 10 minutos, pero te metes en la casa, which means 10 more minutes, but then you have to be in the house, which was incredible. I thought I was like caught because I was so into making out. I didn't even hear her coming, but she was saying my name, and she just let me make out with her and went back into the house, and that was amazing, and it kind of set the tone for how slutty I am.
So that's why you're a dirty sucio? It's because it's your mom's fault. She was just like...
A dirty sucio? That's redundant.
Yeah, you're right.
My mom was like, as long as you're not hooking up with a dude, I'm good with it. That was my mom. And she kind of like...
She didn't care that she was a 26-year-old.
She did not. I don't think she knew, though. I think she knew later, though. She knew later because we did talk about it.
Like, she looked young, so...
She did. She looked... But not that young, though. She still looked way older than me.
Yeah.
Like, way older than me.
Leave it to Walter to make a story about his mom be really about him.
Yeah. Right? About how cool he was. Like, this is the cool, like, I just want you guys to know that I was having sex when I was like 15.
And my mom
was
totally fucking cool.
Yeah.
Well, I thought that was the point of the story.
My mom was cool with me
how
fucking
cool
around.
My mom was.
Just so you know.
16. I think I was still collecting Pokemon cards at 16.
Yeah, I was not. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Different.
Yeah. Here. I wouldn't consider myself a late bloomer. I think it was like an on-time bloomer.
Well, look.
Yeah, but I definitely wasn't having sex with MILFs when I was 16.
Well, I think that's also part of the story is that I've been attracted to MILFs. Very young, okay. I got, you know.
The
15.
Theme of mothers comes back. I get
there
you.
Go.
Okay. I'm not a
15.
Big
when I was
guy.
15, the girl I was hooking up with was 21, and she was a mom of three by that time. So,
15, I definitely was collecting Pokemon cards.
Yeah, you guys are late bloomers. Is what you're saying.
No, I don't think we're late. I think we did it right.
Yeah.
I think maybe you've been raped a couple of times.
I think you have.
I think that's a deep-seated issue.
Not if it felt good.
Isn't rape like a game? Like, oh, this is horrible.
Well, look, I don't want to start making jokes about rape. Okay, on the first episode.
Yeah. Too late.
Yeah. Too late.
Hey, we're going to cut that out.
We don't mean it. We don't mean it. I'm just saying. It's you know, yeah. I did experiment.
What did he say earlier? That, like, you know, well, when they, like, push you out or push you off, it's better?
No, it's because, like, he was saying he prefers a fat pussy.
A loose one is what I said.
I think you said fat.
Nah, I did not.
Okay, you
I said
loose
because we were talking about your hands. First of all, we're talking about your hands and how perfect they are for it.
Yeah, because you want to have sex with my hands. No, he said, I'm tired of jerking
Who's
myself off.
Who's next on the story?
I feel like we're losing traction. Right?
Yeah. We had this organized
We're supposed to send this to our mother.
I thought this was sentimental. Like, my mom's going to watch this.
Yeah, I thought, like, let's tell an awesome story about my... You know
I
what?
Just thought we were sharing mom stories.
Okay.
Now you're up. That's endearing fine. Story. Let's make it a little bit more endearing and less statutory.
No, you
let's
know, go. What I think we should do is I want to hear this story that Josh told us before about his mom. He had a couple, actually, but my favorite one was, you know, her cooking dinner for you. And, you know, I think you should elaborate on that.
Or lack thereof.
Oh, yeah. I mean, perspective. It's all perspective.
Well, I, like a lot of people, was raised by a single mother. You know, not always. And I think it's always funny, too, like how people, like, think, like, just because, like, I'm white, like, so, like, my life was differently, like, you know, black people, like, yo, y'all don't even know what it's like, no, like, white people are poor, too, and have shitty parents and struggle just as much, and so there's, like, this one night when I came home after school or whatever, it was, like, a little late, and obviously she's home, so I'm, like, waiting for dinner, I guess, that was my mistake, first of all, and I was with her, and I was like, hey, mom, like, what's for dinner, and I could tell she was, like, she's a little lit, she's a little sauced, you know, three parts bourbon and five parts weed or whatever her mixture was back then.
It's a good balance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, Mom, I'm hungry. And she was actually like in a pretty good mood. She was like, oh, okay, well, like, what do you want? Like, she's like, you can have whatever your heart desires. And I'm like, something's up. She's being really nice to me. She's like, whatever you want. I'm like, whatever I want. She's like, whatever you want. I was like, cool. I want like meatloaf, mashed potatoes, macaroni, cheese, hot dog. She's like, okay, cool. So I like sit down on the table. Well, whatever. Don't judge
me.
Me
when I go to the movie
whatever
theater,
I want.
I want a hot dog in my meatloaf.
In the mac and cheese. Like, you never had hot dog in mac and cheese?
Oh, I've had it. Oh, yeah. Okay. For sure. Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Okay, got you.
So I'm excited, but I see there's nothing going on in the kitchen, and I'm thinking, like, okay, like, what's going on? Like, so I sit down at the dinner table, and she just brings me an empty plate and says, here you go, use your imagination, and then, like, takes a rip of a joint and just walks away.
Does she laugh when she walks away?
She had this smile Did that she? Was like...
That was some good-ass like, weed, dude.
She had a smile. I was like, now what? And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, haha, that's funny. She's like, no, you're good, right? And I was like... Okay, she served me up what now I refer to it as imagination meals. Well, she just told me to anymore, use my imagination.
But say how you say it on stage.
What do you mean?
Because I like when you say that line on stage when you're doing comedy. You're like, use your imagination.
Oh, yeah. Use your imagination.
I have a hard time laughing at that, but it's kind of funny.
It's true.
But it's true.
And
it's
I just saw story. Her the other day because I hung out with her on Saturday to take her out for Mother's Day or whatever. And I told her, I was like, oh, you know, we're doing the podcast again. I'm going to tell a story. And then I was like, you remember the story one time? And she just starts laughing. She's like, I don't remember, but that sounds about right.
Like, did you like give her?
Good to know.
Yeah, she just laughed about it.
Did you give her an imaginary meal for Mother's Day?
No, I should. Oh,
that would have been a killer.
So I'm going to do that next year. Now, what's up,
birthday,
Mom?
Whichever comes up first. Yeah. Which one comes up first?
I don't know. I don't know when her birthday is.
Yeah. Well, okay, so... I know that we were kind of limiting it to one story, but I think there was one more that Josh had that we were witness of.
Oh,
that
yes.
I think was very funny.
Witness of?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So, Whittier, yeah. Whittier, California.
I don't know if you guys know this, but they're comedians, right?
Yeah,
you wouldn't guess, but anyways, they did a show not too long ago, and Josh was going, he was next up to perform, and he was doing his thing, and Josh is actually, he's got really great stage presence, and then he just froze. And he froze because I think for the first time, your mom
first time.
Walked in.
Yeah.
And you were like in the middle of a joke that, because it's almost always about family.
I would like to say that she walked in
she
with
walked
a
in
really
like,
hot friend.
Right. No. Okay. Sidetrack. Don't do that.
She was a, okay. So.
Don't.
Did we not? This is why I said my story earlier so that you guys could understand my perspective from here on out. Okay.
Yeah. You're. Creepy.
Yeah, yeah, I like older women.
I like older women.
Older.
I was traumatized early on older. To like older women. Right. Now I can't change that.
Yeah. So your mom showed up, and this was the first time she's ever seen you perform comedy, and you just
yeah. I
kind of
feel like I had all this new stuff, and I was like, I'm gonna try these new material, and I got these jokes. It's gonna be great, and then just kind of like all that went out the window, and it kind of just turned into like a therapy session. And I like
but how
YouTube,
did you feel
she,
afterwards?
Like, I felt great. Like, it felt like it was, like, half, like, funny and half, like, this probably looks really pathetic because I'm just unleashing all this. And she sat, like, front row, too. And, of course, she's, like, loud. And I was like, my mom thinks I'm going to hell. And I was like, right, Mom? She's like, yeah, I think you're going to go to hell. And I was like, there you go. Like, and it just turned into this
I
whole thing.
I think she was being
like,
very supportive because she agreed with a lot of what you said.
Yeah.
But she also did that thing where, like, you know, when you know the comic and that or when the comic when the audience member knows you and you're just like, shut the fuck up. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Let me get through. Basically, my that's not true.
Yeah.
That's
exactly.
There was moments where your mom was heckling you, basically. And that was.
Yeah,
awesome.
Basically. Yeah. And I was like, had to like have her. I was about ready to have her. But I was like, hey, get this bitch out of here. It's not. Is this your first time at a comedy show? Oh, it is. Because I've never invited you. Now you know why. Get out.
Has your mom ever seen? She's had. Sorry,
my mom me, right? has, and it's awesome because she's kind of 50-50 on the language.
Yeah,
you know, like she actually she understands way more than she's
more
able
like
to 70, speak.
30.
But she's been there with a couple of friends.
30 English,
like yeah. A couple of friends. She went with to my spot in Downey one time, and these are people that have never seen me. Mm-hmm. Older people, of course, because she lives at a you know senior citizen apartment complex. But I'm doing my thing. And they're questioning her, like, are you okay with what he says up there? And she legit's like, yeah, He could say whatever he wants. It's his life.
I don't know what the fuck he's saying.
And half,
I don't know what a rabbit is.
I'm sure that part of it is that. Well, I was saying legit stories, like my Kunta Kinte joke when she broke a broom over my back and her friends are looking at her like, you did that to him? And she's like, eh, yeah, you deserved it.
It's an old broom.
You know, and I think in my head I did.
That's why I love your mom. Like, dude, she's, that's why, legit. That's why I call her, like, she's like my mom too, because, you know, I've known you for years, and every time I go there, it's like I hear like she's giving me shit, and I know like half of what she's saying, and you're just like laughing, and you're like, oh my god, she's
my
just
mom
like,
keeps it fucking real as shit, especially with me, like to my face in front of when she know, and she knows with who, like she'll say anything in front of him, like whatever, and there's a lot of people that she'll just let me have it because I have fucked up, but that's the beauty of it. We actually, when I took her out to dinner on Friday for her birthday, because it just passed two, she has like the best birthday ever. Latin Mother's Day is her actual birthday. So I took her out and we had the deepest, realest fucking talk where we're like both sitting there going, we should forgive that fucker. You know, my stepfather, like that kind of, that evolution in the last few years from forgiving me for making out with an older woman to what it is now, it's impressive. And throughout it, she still busts my balls.
Did you make out with your stepfather?
No, I did not. a different sibling did, but not me. Uh-oh. We'll get into that in another episode.
We'll save
episode.
That for another.
Fuck it. We're going to keep it real. I don't give a shit. That's how I want to do this shit. But right. Yes, that's part of it. That was part of the conversation. Mm. You know, so for that evolution to exist, while in no moment has she lost her rawness with me, I love that woman to death.
Forgiveness is actually really important, especially with, you know, our moms. Mm-hmm. I mean, you hit this age where you're completely dependent upon her, and then it kind of shifts just a little bit. I don't think we'll never not be dependent upon them, but the shift happens when you look at them and you realize they're kind of looking at you wondering when you're going to look out for them. Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen until we're like a little bit older and you're just like, oh, fuck. Like I gotta take care of my mom, right? Mm-hmm. So let me tell you a story of before that happened to me. All right. So I'm a wrestling fan, and I had an opportunity to go to the Staples Center to watch wrestling. And this was I had to have been, I don't know, maybe a teenager, maybe a little bit older. No, it had to have been a little older. I rode my bike to the metro station, and I remember telling my mom, like, give me a ride. And she said, no, I'm not fucking doing that. And I said, all right, cool, I'll ride my bike. To which she replied, okay, if you take your bike, don't lock it up at the metro station. It will get stolen. So I'm like, yeah, well, you're wrong. So fuck you.
Right.
And I go, cold I lock load. It up. I go to the Staples Center. I have an amazing time as a wrestling fan. Come back about like 11:30, midnight. And I get to the station and my bike is gone. Now the cynic in me is legit, like, my mom stole my fucking bike.
Like, she fucking with
like,
me.
Like, she wanted to teach me a lesson. My right? bike's gone. My mom stole it. Like, God, she did it again.
That'd be a good lesson.
Right? Yeah. So I hit her up and I'm like, Mom, my bike's not here. And she's like, what do you mean your bike's not here? I'm like, did you steal my bike? And she's like, I didn't steal your fucking bike. Why is your bike not there?
I love that that's your first instinct. Yeah.
I don't know, Mom. I thought you took it. She's like, I didn't take your fucking bike. Okay, well, my bike's gone and I need a ride. So can you pick me up? Now, where we live is relatively close to the station that I was at. And it took her about 45 minutes to come pick me up. And I kept thinking to myself, like, where the fuck is she? But I didn't want to call her again because I knew she was already mad because my bike was stolen. She finally pulls up. And I think she was driving a white Ford Expedition. I think that was the car that we had at that time. And I remember opening the passenger side door. My little sister is in the back seat. Like tears, like she is scared as shit. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I look further beyond that and my bike is in the back of the truck or the you know, the cab. So again, I'm thinking she really did steal my fucking bike.
You're like, oh, she punked me.
Like, I'm okay. Mad. I'm like, Mom, what the hell? Like, why is my bike there? And she looks at me and she says, I had to go steal your fucking bike back.
Oh my like, God.
Please enlighten me.
Yeah.
So the story
what
goes.
What does that mean?
Sophia later recanted it that she was driving down Rosecrans, and on the left-hand side of Rosecrans, there's a Food for Less, and right next to that is like one of those, you know, rundown hotels that crackheads stay at. She saw a guy on my bike on a payphone. She pulls up to him and she says,
"It's okay if you say it was a black guy."
I don't think it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
What I'm not assuming either. I'm just trying to clarify for the story. Okay, anyway.
So she says, hey, that's my fucking bike. And I guess the guy is like, oh, shit. And he jets it on the bike. My mom backs up into a tree, turns, chases him around the parking lot. He goes into the apartment building next door. She chases him into there, still in the car. The entire time, my sister's freaking out in the backseat, like, what the fuck is going on? And my mom pulls up into the driveway. He runs up steps. One would think that this is it. No, she gets out of the truck. She grabs my bike, which he left at the bottom, and starts yelling at him. Like, don't fucking steal my bike. Just going off.
That's crazy. Because you don't know. Like, a crackhead might have a knife or a shiv or like.
Yeah, or crack.
You don't know.
Balls,
yeah.
Man. Your mom has some balls.
So she is in the backseat, stressed the fuck out. Fuck like, because she didn't. My mom, you know, she's crazy and whatnot, but she kind of tamed down with Fernando. So the three younger kids, Sophia was the oldest of the three younger ones. My mom had been tamed a little bit, like chill, still yelled, still cussed, still hated the mornings, threw things every now and then, but nothing crazy, nothing like the older kids had seen. So Sophia had no idea that this was in my mom until that night. So she grabbed the bike, put it in the thing, and picked me back up. And yeah, the I don't know if there's a moral, but let's honestly, the fact that my mom stole my fucking bike back, like, that's just badass.
That's gangster. You know? Sick. Yeah, my mom probably like, oh, fuck it.
Yeah, it was a pretty cool.
That's pretty gangster. Too.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
I just love that you just doubted her the whole time.
I swear to you, immediately I was like, she stole my fuck. Because like,
stop with these fucking lessons, Mom.
Yeah, it's not like unfounded that she would do something to show me like appreciation of what I have. You know, it's always been something. Because you know, even if you look at it from perspective, even though you know, like you said, you were white and poor. What there was always someone who had less than you.
Yeah,
right.
For sure.
And when I grew up, like. Honestly, if I wanted something for my birthday, I got it. If I wanted, you know, something specific, like whatever, my mom would find a way. And some of these ways, I had no idea what the fuck she did.
Yeah.
You know, sold drugs, beat people up, stole it. I don't know, but I got it. Right.
And I think that's with all of us, too. Like, none of us had great lives growing up. But like, and I remember, too, like my mom worked two jobs for a extended period of time. So I would literally see her in the morning when she woke me up for school. And late at night when she came home and cooked dinner, and that went on for a very long time.
Yeah.
I was left alone a lot.
Yeah.
And I can relate to that.
From their perspective, like, that just is. That's just momdom. That's just what they do. Like, I can call my mom right now and say, hey, I need this. And she'll find a way. And it's funny, when I got older, like, she would find a way, but it wouldn't be exactly what I asked for. I don't know if you could experience this, but, like, let's just say, for example, hey, Mom, can you bring me home some Mountain Dew, right? And now my mom would do everything she could to do that, but she'd bring home like Mount Shasta or like Mellow Yellow. Like,
oh, yeah. Like, RC Cola. Like, I remember those.
It's a fair attempt and you can't get mad. But it's like, oh, shit. I really wanted Mountain Dew.
Yeah. But it costs like a dollar more. So.
No.
Did that happen with cereal too?
You want to hear a story about fucking cereal?
Yeah, I would love to hear a story about cereal.
I'm the oldest of six. There are three of the older ones. It's myself, my sister beneath me, and then my other sister, right? We're the first three, I like to call us, right? When we were growing up, Erica and myself, it was around the time my mom was on WIC, had food stamps, all that shit. So we had the choice of Rice Puffs, Kix, or Cheerios. And I want to express the fact that they were legitimately called Rice Puffs.
Oh yeah.
They weren't called Smacks. They weren't called Golden Puffs. They were called Rice Puffs.
Yeah, which just sounds depressing.
And the worst part is, man. My mom had a closet, and in that closet she had shelving, and on those shelves she had Lucky Charms. She had fucking Tricks. She had Frosted Mini Wheats.
Had the good stuff.
We couldn't have any of them.
Why?
I don't know. She thought she was saving our teeth or something. I don't fucking know. But no.
So wait, who got to eat those?
Her and Ashley. The baby
favoritism. I think you guys could handle the puffs, but not Ashley.
Well, you know what? Because we ate puffs, we're stronger today.
Bam! Right. Does she get sick all the time?
What? No, Ashley's just a little more on the sensitive side, just in general. So I think the cereal had a lot to do with that.
Yeah, I can probably attest to that, man. It makes complete sense.
Yeah,
complete sense.
It's time for the final five.
Yeah, so the final five is going to change each time that we have an episode, depending on what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Like if we were to do an episode on penises, you know, the top five shapes of a dick. I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure Walter would have some arguments about that.
A lot of them.
Yeah. So
you guys hate mine.
On this particular,
I don't hate your penis.
It sounds like you do.
I'm not a fan of his penis.
I mean, but you sound like you have hatred towards it.
I mean, you know what?
Just
because
it's warm all the
time
and covered and just nice and cozy, you hate on that because yours is always like a victim to the environment.
You ever have chorizo, but you don't use the entire tube, so you got to like pinch it off?
Yeah, I won't eat it.
It's Walter's dick.
Yeah. Oh,
but it'll preserve your meal. It will preserve your meal.
The only thing preserved down there is
basically
schmegma.
Compared it to the fucking candy wrapper. It's the same shit as a chorizo cover.
All right. So our final five this week is going to be about moms because we're classy fellas. Specifically, TV moms and moms that we would like to fuck, I believe is the...
Yeah.
What's it mean?
And we
moms.
Also possibly
MILF.
Like fucking jacked off too growing up.
You know, this is a very hard topic for me because I don't, I'm not a real big fan of MILFs. I don't, not on like on principle. It's right. Just, it just, I have a type and you know, it's not, they usually don't have kids.
Barely legal is Tony's top. Tony's type is
and
barely legal.
Can't drive good.
And drive good, really?
Yeah, he likes Asians.
I don't like Asians. I liked one Asian.
Okay. Yeah, it kind of defined you, Tony.
I've seen what you like. I've seen you what you post, and
there's
like,
been
you
there's
like
been,
Asian-ish.
You have a little bit of a pattern.
There's been one or two recent Asians that have popped up, and I'm like, oh wow, you're attractive. But it's not like a standard. Anyways, top five.
Top five.
The number five.
And what this is, it's not just like MILFs. Like this is MILFs that we grew up like watching on TV, movies, things like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, number five is Kim Kardashian. I don't know who is.
We
that?
Came up. I don't know. We don't have the list with
us
right
now.
I
had a hard time with this. Didn't we all have a hard time with this?
No, he had a hard time with this. We, you and I are on the same page.
Yeah. Because we asked each other, like, if Kim Kardashian would come in here and say, fuck me.
Absolutely.
And Tony's like, no, I would never. No.
And to me, for a long time, before I even knew all her stuff, that as soon as I heard, I'm like, wow, that is perfection.
Really pretty face, but yeah, I'm not interested.
To me, that was like perfection.
Why aren't you interested?
The ass, the tits, everything.
It's like if you were to put a bunch of pears in a plastic bag and hold it up. That's what I think her body looks like.
Now, I have to ask you this, what? Though. Did you, when you were exposed to her, did you already know all her junk and all that stuff?
I watched the sex tape and I thought that she was one of the most boring lays I've ever seen.
See, and I saw the pictures, the all the stuff before. I didn't see the video forever, like for years after it came out. I didn't see it, so I didn't know. But
so
yes,
you saw the
absolutely.
Airbrush.
Thanks, Ray J.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, and also, you know, but dating Kanye, that's weird.
It is weird, but we're just...
But hey, more power to her. Yeah. The woman that beat out Kim Kardashian is interesting, though. Our number four vote is Marge Simpson.
Yes. Very interesting because we're basically saying a cartoon can be hot.
Hotter than Kim
Hotter
Kardashian.
Yeah, definitely.
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Why did we choose this, guys? What's your reasoning?
Fuck, I have no reason for this. I just...
Really? There's no reason?
I'm not attracted to
Marge
Simpson.
I mean, we put
Marge
her on
Simpson.
The fucking list. We should have a reason.
Because I support your guys.
I just wanted
wishes.
To know if the top matches the bottom.
That's
like,
why?
Does she have... I just want to... I like the fact she has, like, blue hair.
I love her undying support for Homer Simpson.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
That's what... That was my thing. Just for her whole family. And, like, I feel very connected to Homer
doesn't
sometimes.
Doesn't make you want
to
fuck her, though.
Yeah, but it did make her very attractive.
Her loyalty.
Way more attractive than Kim Kardashian. So I like that she made the list.
So number three is... I chose this one. We all agreed on it, but I mentioned it. It was Angie from The George Lopez Show.
Yes.
His wife.
Yes. Absolutely.
Also known as Selena's mom.
I don't watch that. There's no white people in that show.
Which one?
George Lopez.
Oh, that one.
George Lopez is pretty white.
Yeah. It has a very white sentiment to it.
Yeah, I know. I watched it.
There's
I
a like, mom and a dad.
Yeah.
The kids.
What?
Yeah.
That alone is super white.
Mark that under fiction.
See? That's what I like. We have like the most unorthodox white dude that none of the fucking cliches actually apply to you. None of the stereotypes apply to you.
Aren't you
really?
Drinking like a Monster with a hat on backwards?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, more that part of the country. My bad.
Yeah,
I forgot about that one.
All right. Number two is Carrie Heffernan from, what is it, King of Queens?
Yeah.
Leah Remini.
Yes, Leah Remini.
Yeah. Honestly, pretty hot. And we mentioned the fact that she's been hot for a long time.
For a long time. Saved by the Bell era.
Yeah, that's when I had a crush.
Yeah,
on.
Me too.
I think I was too young to even know why I felt the way I did, but I was like, God, that's a badass.
Yeah, and now you know why she got hotter to me as soon as she became a mom, given my earlier stories.
Yeah.
And I kind of like, too, sorry, I kind of like the fact that the whole dynamic between her, like, you know,
dating a fat Kevin, guy.
Yeah, like a funny, yeah, like fat guy. And I was like, you know what? Like, I like, okay, I like this. What's going on here?
Because she's super like, pretty, super intelligent.
I got a chance here, even though she's like a total bitch to him.
Yeah.
I like it.
Are you going to Cassidy that ass?
Yeah.
Would is that her name? She has a name?
No, well, that's the bar where he.
Ooh, I like that. That's like a term now. I'm a Cassidy that ass.
Cassidy that ass, which is take her home and lick it.
I eat the Kulo.
Our number one MILF on television is something that I think a lot of people will agree with, and that is Peg Bundy.
Peg Bundy.
This was definitely a choice for me, and the reason is because she's on my list twice, not only as Peg Bundy, but many years later, she, Gemma Taylor on the show Sons of Anarchy.
Yes, but mainly Peg Bundy. I mean, she wore the tightest clothes. That those boobies were out.
Yeah,
and
she was
super supportive of Al, no matter how angry she got.
I don't know. She
gave him love.
Ragged on him quite a lot.
Yeah.
He was Al Bundy.
Al Bundy deserved it. that show was still dope.
That show was before its time, for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Now it'd be perfect. But now it'd be
I think now people would write letters about the mistreatment.
Turned out to be one of the best dads, too, on TV. You know, not
real lifestyle.
Yeah, and sorry, Bill Cosby.
Yeah, and he reinstated that with Modern Family, which I think is an underrated show.
Yeah,
it's very good. Overrated in terms of like ratings, which sounds stupid, but in terms of like emotion and feeling, it's a really good show.
I agree. And there's a reason why it's won so many awards.
Also has a hot mom in that show too.
Sofia Vergara. Yes. Yeah. Actually, it's not usually my type, but even the blonde chick is super hot to me. I forget her name. But yeah, she's hilarious. Blonde mom. She's super hot. But Sofia Vergara, ever since Miller Lite, bro. All right. Ever since Miller. I love her. Sofia, I love you. Sofia, come be on the Speakeasy podcast.
Sofia, I love you. It's for my
sister. Look, man, I'm glad we're back. You know, we're a little rusty. It's all right. I like that that we came back together. And we do have ambition to bring a little more value to you guys, a little more entertainment. A lot more, you know, fun. So stay tuned, man.
Yeah, I will never admit to fault, so I don't think we're rusty.
Yeah, don't call it a comeback.
Yeah. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks from now. Gonna do it. See you guys next time.